China once again has defended its commercial relations with Iran, saying they do not harm the interests of any other country. China's foreign ministry on Friday described its business and energy ties with Iran as reasonable, fair, and lawful, which it said should be respected and protected. The ministry also reiterated its opposition to unilateral U.S. sanctions, calling them, quote, long-arm jurisdiction. The statements came after the U.S. President Donald Trump said companies doing business with Iran would be barred from the United States. China is Iran's biggest oil consumer, importing more than 650,000 barrels a day from the country. China's author and columnist Einar Tangen believes that the disagreements between the United States and China, including that on Iran, are not confined to Beijing and Washington. He says the U.S. is actually at odds with the existing international order because of its policies.
The EU, Russia, China, and India, a number of other countries have just simply said that they're not comfortable with the way that the U.S. and Donald Trump is pursuing an international policy where he violates existing contracts because he doesn't like them. This is not the way adults act. He's this kind of playground bully. Behavior is not well received by anybody. And there's also a very practical part of this. Iran produces almost 3.5, somewhere between 3.5 and almost 4% of the world's daily production. And that cannot be made up by any other country. Despite any kind of claims to the contrary, there's just not enough capacity out there. So, you know, the practical reality is that if, in fact, the U.S. got its way, it would, in essence, drive the price of oil to stratospheric levels and do a lot of damage to all of these other countries who are depending on oil. And this includes allies like South Korea and Japan and India. So it's not, again, this issue of China versus the U.S. It's really about the international, existing international order versus a rogue state, the U.S.